Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely fantastic day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing great. I had a interesting discussion with a Jeff Gonzalez a second ago. I'll tell you about that. But I want to kind of start this off with a story about November snow in Texas. And in Pennsylvania, I mean, people, you know, our producer got 6 inches of snow outside his window in Pennsylvania right now. I sent this to Dane Whittington because everybody's saying we're having decreased solar activity and it's basically going to make us have this massive cool down. The whole planet's going to, you know, frost over. And I sent this to Dane and he said, hello, Ted. Yes, this is exactly the narrative the power structure and the climate engineers want. It is interesting that even those who are well aware of the climate engineering insanity, a major aspect of which is the constant engineered cool downs with patented processes of chemical ice nucleation, still pretend that temporary and toxic cool downs are somehow natural or somehow a reflection of the overall global scenario, which they are not. Now, I sent you this link if you guys are on my personal list to let you read all of it. Then he goes, I just ran this GIS map for departure from normal high temperatures for the last 10 years. Only above normal with the exception of a portion of North America continent. This is the whole planet. No surprise, the U.S. military budget by far keeping the most populated portions of the U.S. cooled down so that people buy that it's getting colder instead of getting hotter. And about the solar minimum cool down is a false narrative. And so this is really interesting what he sent me. And it's so funny, I've got a friend of mine, his name is Nick, and he lives over in Zurich, Switzerland. And he told me last year that they really had very minimal snow in Zurich. It was a very, very mild winter, and they cannot believe how warm the temperatures are in Europe, which pretty much gives you the idea of what's going on and that Dane is absolutely right. Because think about this for a second. You know, we've got the most powerful military in the world, the most powerful military in the world. But, you know, you got to ask yourself a question. Why is the most expensive, the most powerful military in the world, why can't they win a war? I mean, we haven't won a war since World War II. We haven't won anything. Yeah, you know, we did take over Kuwait and return it back to its useful owners with the help of the EU, but that's it. And, you know, we did go into Grenada, a little island here, to free up some medical school students. We did that under Reagan. But why can't we win a war? In fact, the article says, a friend who used to work in the Pentagon told me about the end-of-the-year budget meetings he had to attend. Their military personnel would frantically brainstorm ideas on how to spend the rest of their budgets. In other words, they would try to spend as much money as they could every single year so their budgets would not get cut. And that'd max them out.
Yep.
One guy says, popcorn maker, someone suggests, or perhaps some sort of group outings to an event or a show. All they do is try to figure out how to spend as much money as they possibly can. The Air Force spent $300,000 last year on coffee mugs. But these aren't just any coffee mugs. These attach to an airplane's control panel and keep the coffee hot. Soup, too. They keep soup well as hot. $300,000. Each mug costs $1,200.
Yep.
A coffee mug. So this is the kind of stuff that we see happening on. Now, let me stop for one more second. The reason we don't win any wars is because there's no money in peace. As long as we keep the military-industrial complex well-fed, it keeps wars going, and the United States defense contractors, owned by the Rothschild banking cartels, I should say the Rothschild bank defense contractors, they make a lot of money. And their slaves continue to contribute to the money. And they get a double bang for their buck. They get to kill a bunch of people they don't like to reduce the population of the planet, to help combat their big fake global warming nonsense on why human beings shouldn't be breathing air, which has nothing to do with why the Earth's getting hotter. So all of these people are doing everything they can to promote war and not allow people basically to have time for peace. I mean, the United States has been under an active war like forever. And then when George Bush declared war, you know, a couple of years, you know, gosh, a couple of years ago, 20 years ago now, you know, you were with the terrorists, you're against the terror with us and that kind of stuff. And we put this perpetual war on terror that can never be won. It was a boondoggle as far as profits for the defense contractors. That's why we don't win any wars. Because number one, the military is out here spraying billions and billions and billions of dollars of chemtrails and smart dust on us every single year just to make sure that their 17 Kabbalist masters are able to stay happy with them. And the reality is this, they're going to continue to do that until we put a stop to the bureaucratic nonsense that is Washington, D.C. I just found out, Austin, from my CPA that I'm going to be taxed for the Obama health care penalties for last year. though the law changed at the end of the year that said that Donald Trump changed the law, that you can no longer be penalized for not paying the Obamacare mandate, they're still going to force us to pay it for 2018, though it was passed before the end of the year, and, I'm sorry, for 2017, and they're going to make us pay it for 2018 this entire year. It's not scheduled to be phased out. I mean, I just found this out 10 minutes ago from my CPA. And I'm like, this is insanity. And I said, at least, and here's the other irony of this. I asked her, I said, well, is it a business write-off? And she says, no, you can't write it off under health care expenses because it's not health care. It's a penalty. There's no write-off. So this is after-tax income. So if they charge you $10,000 for Obamacare penalties for last year, it costs you $20,000 to make that money. So you have to pay before-tax income to get the $20,000 to make the $10,000 to pay the penalties. And the meter's running as far as interest payments that you're making on and penalties the whole time. I mean, this is tyranny.
Wow.
This is complete and total a lack of representation. Well, then people say to me, well, why do you deny? See, I don't have a problem. I've said this before in the air. If they're going to charge me $1,000 a month because I don't have health insurance, okay, just give me a basic $1,000 a month plan. I'm okay with that. I have no problem with that. I think that's okay. Just in that way I pay the $1,000 a month. I don't want it, but at least I have something for it. But to charge me for not having something that I don't want and then penalizing me and telling me it's a voluntary payment, while in the meantime, if I ever have a tax return or a tax refund, they take the money first before they send it to me for the Obama thing. So it doesn't make any difference. You're going to pay it one way or the other. Plus, then you get stuck with penalties and interest, which is ridiculous. By the way, talked to a Navy SEAL a few minutes ago. He works at the range in Austin. His name's Jeff Gonzalez, and I was asking about different types of guns. And a pretty bright guy. His name's Jeff Gonzalez. Give him a call if you have any questions about guns and stuff like that. They have a store there, 737-802-3700. I'm going to repeat that for you guys. Just call him. I want you guys to do me a favor. Call this number. Even if you don't want to buy anything, just tell Jeff thank you for helping Ted, 737-802-3700. And now you just ask, why did you just do that? Well, I did it for a reason. I like Jeff Gonzalez. He was really cool. He was really nice. And he took time to help me with what I needed to know as far as looking for a concealed carry for Sharon, that she wants to get a 2-inch snub nose. I'm trying to find one that doesn't tumble so bad that you can't hit a 20-foot brick wall 5 feet away from your target when you shoot at 20 feet or 5 feet. Most of those 2-inch guns are awful. Anyhow, so, okay, I'm babbling and I'm really ticked off right now also because of that thing with the Obama penalty. It's just the Gay Canyon. The Gay Canyon and his transgender wife, the gift that keeps on giving. What do you think, Oz?
It's crazy to me the fact that they're going to continue penalizing people for this year. That boggles my mind. I don't even understand that concept because he wrote that into law last year, got rid of the mandate penalty. And so I don't understand how that can't be fought somehow. I don't get it at all as far as in general. The fact, as you said, you're paying a penalty with after-tax income for insurance fines for not having insurance for being healthy. The concept just has always eluded me, and nobody's ever been able to break it down and explain to me any type of constitutional fact except for the fact that Congress allowed this to happen, which shows you that they're completely bought and paid for by the globalists, because as you guys know, Congress is exempt from the Obamacare Act. They have whatever health care they want, whether they want it, whether they don't want it, any plan they want, anything they want to do, they can choose to do what they want. So it's funny to me how these elected representatives choose to fine us literally tens of millions of dollars a year now in fines for being healthy and not having health insurance, but again, they opt out of the exact same laws. But a lot of this is coming down to is to force people into submission into buying health care. You guys understand that. That's what all this comes down to, because most people, once the fine becomes so high, as Dad said, you're paying $10,000 a year in fines. Well, golly, I mean, you can just about get close to buying even a cheap plan for that. Now, even though the plans are irate, I mean, just insanely expensive, They're forcing you to go into this healthcare plan. Why? Because they want to push you into the medical industrial complex. They want you to go to the doctor when you simply have a runny nose. They want you to go to the doctor and get blood work done every single month so the doctor can come back and say, listen, guys, your cholesterol's at 201. You got to go on statins ASAP. You got to go on statins. You're going to die. You got to go on them right now. You can't even ask me any questions. You need to go fill this prescription out before you go home. Do not wait. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Don't go to bed. You have to take this prescription right now. This is why they're doing it. And if you guys have noticed, since Obamacare has been enacted, since the mandate, since the insurance premiums have gone up, since more and more people are getting health care plans because they're forced to do so by essentially gunpoint when it comes down to the end of the day, the rates of pharmaceutical drugs and sales have gone through the roof. Ah, imagine that. The pharmaceutical sales have gone up since the Obamacare has been enacted. Imagine that. Every single year now, the pharmaceutical drug sales have continued to climb and climb and climb with record number breaking sales every year, with record number of people in the United States on new types of drugs that they don't even need to be on. And also, too, remember this. When I was first looking for an insurance plan for Lana back before we had Hunter, and this is where I was kind of introduced to insurance because I've never had insurance on my own. I've actually never had insurance, period, as far as health insurance on my own ever. I got it for Lana and I got it for the kids when she was pregnant and so forth. But when she first got the Humana plan, is the plan we went with, and it gave us fairly decent rate at the time and decent coverage, and then it went to absolute crap when we had the second child, Kendall. It just got worse and worse. It's been continually getting worse. When they first did it, we started getting emails about how to get different rate discounts, how to get premium rates, and how to get platinum discounts. And so, you know, obviously me, I like to get good deals on things. Obviously, when I'm urinating away money on insurance that I don't even need, I generally like to get it as cheap as possible. So they were showing me these different things, and the insurance rep was showing, hey, so, you know, for her, for Lana, every month it's going to be like $380 a month. But once you have the child, it's going to go up to like $500 a month because Hunter's going to be added onto the plan. And I'm like, guys, you think that's ridiculous? $6,000 a year for insurance? They're like, well, wait. Listen, if you go in and you go to a pediatrician that we approve through Humana, listen, guys, and you stay up to date on your health wellness checks. And I said, wait, hold on a second. I said, health wellness checks. I said, what are those? What are health wellness checks? I said, we run a health supplement company. I said, pretty doggone healthy. I don't usually do health wellness checks. They said, well, they're really simple. They said, you go to the Humana-approved pediatrician that we approve, and you do health wellness checks every month. And what that means is they just talk to you about living a better lifestyle, eating right, staying up to date on your vaccinations, making sure you're staying healthy. I said, whoa. I said, back up. So what was the last one? They said, well, making sure, you know, you're up to date on your vaccinations. I said, I have a problem with that one. And I said, well, what are these rate discounts looking like? They said, well, you know, with Hunter and Lana on the plan, it's going to be like $520, whatever it was, something around there by itself. If you get the platinum discount for the health wellness checkups, they said it's going to drop you down to like $290 a month for both of them. I said, whoa. I said, you're talking about the price is going to go in half. They said, well, yeah, because we know you're staying up to date on your health wellness checks, and you're a healthier individual, and it's going to be less cost associated with you because you're doing your health wellness checks. And I responded back to them. I said, you do understand that you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. You're telling me if I vaccinate my child fully, you guys are going to give me a discount rate, knowing good and well once I vaccinate my child, they're going to be back into the doctor every couple months for health issues. Oh, that's not the case at all. Vaccinations are 100% safe. They don't cause health issues at all. I said, anyways, this conversation's terminated. I said, I'm done. I'll keep the unbelievably expensive rate until I no longer have to have it. I'm going to drop it. Have a good day. Click bye. That was the end of the conversation. This is what they're doing. They're pushing everybody into this health care plan, then turning around and saying, hey, listen, it doesn't have to be that expensive. Go get your health wellness checkups, stay up to date on your vaccinations, and we'll give you a huge discount on your insurance premium. This is the protocol of what is happening. It brings me right into my first article that I got today from the NVIC newsletter, and the title of this, and it was so clear when I saw it, because I told you guys a month ago, when Lana took Kendall to a new pediatrician, because they were She was looking at a pediatrician somebody had recommended, and it was an absolute debacle. The doctor basically, at the end of the conversation with Lana, not agreeing with him on vaccinations, saying that she wasn't going to vaccinate, the doctor told her he was no longer going to see her, that she and Kendall could find a new pediatrician. He was no longer going to allow them to come into the office, and he wrote it in her file, which I just found to be absolutely awesome now that that's in her healthcare file. The name of the article says, pediatricians turn well baby checkups into vaccine battlegrounds. And this is a really good article. I'm going to read a part of it here. It says, these days, the CDC vaccine schedule is no longer being viewed simply as a recommendation. It is being treated as an all-out commandment. We are told it is our patriotic civil duty to get our children vaccinated and ourselves as well. The implication is that we are committing treason if we don't. These days, a well baby checkup can be frightening and a gut-wrenching experience for a new mom bringing a baby into the pediatrician's office. That is because, with the approval of the American Academy of Pediatricians, many pediatricians have taken the hardline position that they do not have to discuss vaccinations with parents, or if they do, they will threaten them with dismissal from the practice for not obeying a direct order, just like happened in Atlanta. The National Vaccine Information Center is regularly contacted by mothers reporting that pediatricians are refusing to provide medical care to their babies if they decline or ask to delay even one of the 24 doses of 9 different vaccinations that the CDC officials order pediatricians to give infants in the first year of life. Early childhood vaccination schedule that in 2013 the Institute of Medicine concluded has not been adequately tested for safety. To top it off, pediatricians are insisting on revaccinating children now who have had serious vaccine reactions, including convulsions. They are writing off vaccine reactions as unimportant, even after the child regresses further and further into chronic poor health following each series of vaccinations. Pediatrician offices are now becoming an ugly battleground. Intelligent, well-informed, and loving parents like Lana asking legitimate questions about vaccinations are being belittled and treated with utter disrespect and contempt by so many pediatricians who are implementing the CDC's inflexible vaccine schedule. Go to NVIC Cry for Vaccine Freedom Wall and read the report after report of just how terrified pediatrician checkups have become. The sacred trust between mothers and pediatricians fostered by mutual respect and shared decision-making have been broken. Sadly, the administration and trust that mothers used to have for family and pediatrician is melting away and being replaced by sheer fear alone. Doctors are not our masters. We pay them to do a job, not to exploit and terrify us. Discrimination, coercion, and force have no place in modern medicine or in public health policy. Every social reform movement in history has been shaped by injustice and suffering. Suffering is often the greatest catalyst for change, and change will come if we believe it is possible. Working to successfully reform vaccine policies and laws that are causing suffering is not an impossible dream. It will be done if we can make it happen. It is time to let our elected representatives know that we want them to put legal boundaries on the authority that doctors and public health officials wield in our society. And adding on to that, in my words, and stop incentivizing the pediatricians through examples like Blue Cross Blue Shield by giving them hundreds of thousands of dollars in bonus incentives for forced vaccinations on their child patients that come into their office. This is why the healthcare mandate is not lifted. This is why they're demanding the American population stay stuck in the healthcare industrial complex and falls in line like good little slaves into the insurance model. This is why they're forcing everybody into a tyrannical medical policy, because they want all of us to be wrapped up in this healthcare system to the point that we can no longer afford it. We are either fined into utter submission and despair, or we capitulate and buy health insurance and then turn around and deal with insanely asinine rates beyond what anybody has ever imagined, or we get our health
healthy wellness checkups, and we get huge discounts because we keep our children vaccinated. It's a way of forced vaccination by monetarily incentivizing people to go in and force themselves to get vaccinations because they have no other way of paying for these outlandish insurance rates that have now become the new norm in this country, and that is how I feel about that, Deb.
You know, Austin, it's every time you dig under a rock, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. Henry Ford said this too. You dig under a rock, you keep digging, and you say, well, who started this crap? You dig and you dig and you dig and you dig, and finally you get to the bottom of the rock. And now you find out the little bitty weasel down there at the bottom of the rock that started this, it's always one of these international bankers and one of these corporate guys that run the doggone world. And these guys like to enslave us. Because think this for a second. We've got a group of people out there right now that have what's called their Medical Information Bureau, the MIB.
Yep.
And this MIB allows them to have complete knowledge of every single thing that you or Lana or me or our listeners or any of our friends or anybody on the planet, as long as you're tied into the MIB, do. In other words, are you caught up on your vaccines? This is the medical model. Here's the model. Oh, Joe, we're calling you up. We're sending you an email. We've got nanotrackers in the drugs we gave you because of your problems with schizophrenia. And, you know, you've got some issues here with post-traumatic stress syndrome. And the nanotrackers are telling us they're still in the bottle and they're not in your stomach. And we need to go ahead and have somebody come over and do a wellness check on you because at this point, you know, we need to get you to take your meds. And if you don't want to take your meds, we're going to have to basically put you back into the institution again to make sure we can force these meds on you. Or we'll have one of our doctors come over and tie you down to a gurney and strap you down and inject this stuff into you to make sure that you're safe so we can protect you and your family so you'll be safe and protected. And if we don't have the Medical Information Bureau reporting to us, we can't do that. So it's so important that you take your pills because we have nanotrackers in your pills. It's so important you go to the doctor and he can put in your chart every single time you come in what he injected you with. And of course, you know that we have nanotrackers in the meds they inject in you too and in the medicines, and we're there now. And so we have smart dust and everything. So it's important that you listen to us. And it's always these Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferians. Brad just sent me this. He goes, the IRS does constitutionally answer to signed legislation. However, Obamacare itself was unconstitutional and does not matter because the IRS tells the U.S. government what they will do or what they do not want to comply with. That's one of the reasons that Obamacare and the IRS are based in Puerto Rico. And then Brad went on to say, he said, Trump is over his head with the Zionist Kabbalist control of the Monopoly game. He's trying to win for the American people. I don't think he knew how bad it was until he got in. They will cheat and change the rules for the middle. That's because they do whatever they want to do because they do not operate by a moral code. They do not. They have no moral code. You have to remember something, guys. When you're looking at a Bible, like our Bible, the Torah and the New Testament, and it says, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not lie. They don't believe any of that stuff. They don't believe any of that stuff because they don't follow that anymore. These guys don't believe that. They don't have the moral code that we as Christians have. That's why it's been so easy for this group of people to dominate Christianity and the people in the United States because they're able to do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it with no moral recompense. They don't have to. In other words, we have a thing that, here's the thing. If I do something wrong, I know that there's an almighty God that I'm going to have to deal with this from God because there's going to be, you know, the world calls it karma. We call it sowing of seed time and harvest. And you do bad things, you get bad things back. These guys don't believe that. They don't believe in heaven. They don't believe in hell. They just believe when you die, you die. They believe you should get everything you can and then sit on the can and give the cans to the next generation to sit on so they can continue to dominate and control world events and world affairs. This is the international banking community. If you missed the show that I did, let's see, today's Thursday, the show I did on Tuesday, everybody needs to listen to that show. I went into detail on who funded World War One. Why they funded World War One. This is all about Karl Marx, his Communist Manifesto, and the implementation of this throughout our societies using the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian doctrine. That's what this is. And I mean, that's as bottom line as I can get. And that's why these guys have been basically thrown out of so many countries, these money changers, over the centuries, because they start this mess, finally everybody realizes what they're doing, and now they get thrown out. But now we don't throw people out anymore because that's politically incorrect, unless they're a Christian. If they're a Christian, you can let the Saudi Arabians take them out front and take their heads off at the beginning of every year and say they're Christians, they wouldn't convert, so we're going to cut their heads off, or whatever excuse they use to kill people now. But, you know, with what's going on with the world politics, people don't get how messed up it is. Another example. Here's another article from the Vaccine Reaction by Kate Raines and Barbara Lowe Fisher. It says, mass HPV vaccination plans are now for the entire United States. The American Cancer Society has set an aggressive goal to achieve an 80% uptake rate among American children with two doses of HPV. That's by 2026. Golly. To gain that coverage, 14 million more preteen children would need to be complete the two-dose series for a total of 57 million doses above and beyond the number of vaccines given to date. I mean, that means they've given 43 million vaccines of HPV out now. HPV vaccine is one of the most expensive vaccines on the CDC schedule, and it's about $168 to $204 per dose, which they make billions and billions of dollars on. The rationale that the American Cancer Society has given for setting the 80% HPV vaccine governor's goal is based on the number of reported cancers and deaths associated with chronic HPV infection. The Centers for Disease Control estimates about 42,000, 24,000 women, 18,000 men are diagnosed with HPV cancer annually. HPV is believed to be responsible for 91% of cervical, anal, and vaginal and penile cancers. According to the CDC, invasive cancers are not generally tested for the presence of HPV. Think about this for a second. And most cancer registries, so data are estimated. They're estimated. So they're guessing. They're just guessing. So we're telling us that we have all these people with all of these diseases, and all of a sudden they're trying to force this on us. Since your introduction in June of 2006, Merck, by the way, this is the guy who did Gottlieb worked for, who's now head of the FDA, since the introduction by 2006, Merck's HPV vaccine Gardasil has been embroiled in controversy. Many young girls have died. Many have gone into ovarian failure, which means they go into menopause and their ovaries dry up and they can no longer have babies. There are also concerns of pre- and post-licensure safety studies of the fast-track Gardasil vaccine. Other studies have proven that it doesn't work. The actual researchers of this Gardasil vaccine have come out and publicly said it does not work and it causes all these horrible diseases. Okay, so we have all of these people here, Austin, and they want to give all of these girls this vaccine. Because remember, they got to get rid of the white people. Oh, my gosh, I said it again. Every time I say that, I know that I'm going to get letters. And you know what, guys? If you don't like it when I say they're trying to get rid of the white people, then, okay, don't listen to the show. I'm okay with that because, quite frankly, you got your head stuck in the sand because white people don't want to be led down the road by wringing their nose and being told what to do. Look at the southern states with the American Revolution, or not the Revolution, Civil War. And we have to understand that if we don't stand against this tyranny, see, when you bring in somebody from Somalia and they got a 59 IQ, if you could pry the AK-47 out of their hands and you get the extra magazines off their belt and you could try to get them to do what they're supposed to do and you train them like a good little slave person, they're a lot easier to control with a person with an average 100 IQ. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that either, was I? Well, but that's what happens. And so, that's what happens. So they've got to dumb down the population IQ score. They got to dumb us down. It's like they've done in Europe. I mean, Europe now has lost its cultural identity. It's happened to it over and over again. And now May, the prime minister over there just signed off that they don't even have to, that the EU now can determine when they get out of the EU as far as Brexit. I mean, this is what I told you was going to happen already. And now people are already leaving the government in England because of what May just did. And people don't realize this is the goal. I told you guys when they were told that they said that Britain was getting out of the, with Brexit, getting out of the EU. I laughed about it years ago. It's not going to happen. Why? Because the Rothschilds don't want them out. If the Rothschilds wanted these guys out, they would take them out. And they're not going to take them out. They're doing everything they possibly can to destroy the cultural identity of Europe and the United States and Christians. Here's another article from WND. Surprise, surprise. Christian church lets the atheist pastor keep pastoring. She doesn't even believe in God or Jesus. She's an atheist minister. But she's being allowed to keep her position in the church that calls herself Christian. This is the case of Reverend Greta Vosper. She's been dubbed as the heresy trial, and an unexpected development of the news could outline it. This is the Church of Canada. They're basically saying that she can stay in the congregation even though she doesn't believe in Christ or in God. I mean, this is unbelievable. She claims to be a Christian. And these are the guys that are preaching and teaching up in Canada. And we've got the same thing going on here in the United States. We've got people who no longer believe in Jesus. We've got people who say they believe in Jesus, but they live an unbelievable hedonistic lifestyle. I can tell you guys stories. I mean, I just talked to my publicist a few minutes ago, and he was asking me about this stuff, and he was asking me about which Christian TV shows actually had people listening to them any longer. And most of them, the demographics have aged with the pastor, like with Pat Robertson, you probably got an average age listening to that show with a 700 Club about 75 or 80 years of age. And he was asking me who still listens to these shows. And I said, well, the people who started with that pastor most of the time were the loyal ones. So the problem is they become irrelevant because the majority of these people have been so compromised in their personal lives that people no longer respect them or listen to them. And now we have people that claim to be Christian preachers in churches that basically decide they're not going to do anything as far as promoting Christ or Christianity or God. And they're going to be a bunch of heathen. I've seen people in the pulpit promote homosexuality. In some of these Unitarian churches, promote gay activities and agendas. I mean, I saw the Pope himself wear a rainbow cross the other day to promote this. And now they're saying the Pope's going to basically get out of office in February. So my whole response to that is, thank you, Jesus. It's about time this weirdo got out. I mean, but the reality is, we've got to understand. And I talked to another guy. I had one of my aunts come by today, Dorothy. Hey, Dorothy, if you're listening to the show today, I'm talking to you. She's Sharon's aunt, great lady, about 80 years old, wonderful person. Came by the house, and she listens to our show every day, and she listens to Hagman all the time. And she says, Ted, is the United States lost? And I said, yeah, it is, matter of fact. I said, the only thing that we can do to salvage what we have left here and to stop the onslaught of the fall of the United States is that the Christian pastors have to wake up in the pulpits, and they've got to stop being lacy boys with wearing little panties with lacy on their panties. I mean, these guys are acting like a bunch of wussies. And I could use another word, but I'm a mixed company. And that's how they're acting. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to support these guys. Guys, we've got to get real men in the pulpit that are willing to get up there and preach Christ, preach repentance, preach salvation the way it's supposed to be preached. But then again, here's the problem. The 17 Kabbalist Luciferians who run Hollywood, these guys have their atavistic hatred of Christianity and of Americans and of Christians in general. And they've programmed the hearts and the minds of the youth now for almost 70 years to accept every type of debauchery and sin and perversion, and it's all okay. And see, the problem is this. They're appealing to the people, our people's, the general population's basic instincts, the baser instincts. You know, and so you're not dealing with Maslow's hierarchy of needs any longer, in which you're talking about concrete rational thought. You're dealing about sexual perversion and other kinds of things. They know how to trigger it when they show you certain ads. They know how to trigger your nucleus of Cubans if you're a guy. I mean, right now we have another article. You know, it says that sex among young people is at an all-time low. I'm talking like 16 to 25, married, unmarried, doesn't make any difference. And they're saying they're, you know, on an all-time low. Now, as far as the kids having sex before marriage, I'm happy about that. But what's going on? Well, if you read the article, it says they're all hooked on pornography. They're all hooked on porn. They're all hooked on porn and social media. And basically they've decided that it's easier to do all that weird stuff than it is to try to have relationships with real people. I mean, this is all part of their plan to get rid of the white people. And because they don't want us around here. And you see, I can't believe you keep saying that. It's the truth. It's the truth. That's why wives, you've got to have 3-4 kids. You got to have 2.1 children is basically, you know, you have to have 3 children in order to be a successful biological specimen. Let's be realistic with this. Otherwise, the population self-depletes. You need to have 3 or 4. I mean, so if you're a white person, you need to have 3 or 4 kids, because a lot of the other races, like Muslims, are coming over here having 8 and 10 and 12 kids. Okay? So you've got to maintain some type of population growth as far as whites. But if they give all the whites the HPV vaccines, they give them all the poison, they give them all the fluoride, they give them all the junk, you know, it's just unbelievable. I mean, I saw more stuff here yesterday with aspartame. I mean, I thought I knew everything there was to know about aspartame. I've done so much research on it, and more and more and more and more stuff keep coming out with aspartame. You go, well, why in the world is everything so bad with aspartame? Well, aspartame's a neurotoxin. And, you know, and we got to realize it. It's just, you got to stay away from this stuff. I mean, look at Flintstone's Children's Vitamins. Flintstone's Children's Vitamins are owned by Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R, the same guys who bring us GMOs, aspartame, hydrogenated oils, and also Roundup. Why would you possibly want to buy anything from those guys? So guys, it's just one of those things. You've got to get through everybody's head here, including my own, that there are all kinds of really, really bad things out there associated with artificial sweeteners. And the best thing you do is just stay away from these guys, because it's just one of those things that you need to avoid. I've beaten it like a dead horse. Brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation. The list goes on and on. Had a guy just 2 days ago, Austin, over Stingray Chevrolet over in Plant City where we get our trucks. He was helping us get a deal for a friend of ours to get in the truck. And he's drinking, he's hammering Red Bull with aspartame in it. And I told him, I said, dude, you know what this stuff does? He goes, well, no, man, but I love it. I said, okay, I'll tell you what, I'm going to send you the article I wrote. So I sent him my article, Aspartame, A Chronicle of Crime, that I wrote 20 years ago. You know, it's on our website posted, one of the best articles you're ever going to read on aspartame, so I go into the detail on how they legally got it passed. And he read it, he goes, wow, I had no idea. And I said, dude, it also causes optic nerve degradation, which makes you go blind. He goes, well, I've been losing my eyesight. I said, well, then how about that? And he goes, I'm done. I said, I figured you would be. And I said, so, but that's how we all have to be. We need to be talking about Jesus and health and aspartame and the government, all of this stuff to our friends. But they've so conditioned everybody, Austin, to not let us talk about that because it's not politically incorrect. You can't call a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim or a Hindu or, Hispanic, Hispanic or white, or black, black. Oh, you can't say any of that. Oh my God, I said it. Well, yeah, I said it. Okay. Whatever. Who cares? It's not like we're not white or black or Hindu. We're all those different things. Why can't we specify what race, what nationality, what religion we are without having the squawkers and the doggone harpies start screaming in the attic about, my daddy's gonna die, he said this! No, it's not true. It's okay, we don't have to be politically correct. We've been trained and conditioned to be that way, Austin. Stop watching the NFL if they want to sit down there in a national anthem. Just turn it off! You have to watch it. Who cares what rigged football game you watch? They're all rigged. The bookies in Vegas rigged the games. It's just what it is. It's not a sport. It's entertainment. Oh, gosh, I'm babbling. Austin, go ahead. What's your next story, bud?
No, that's how they classify it, too, and that's how they get away with so much stuff on it as well, because it is classified as entertainment. Also, too, this is pretty crazy here. As we're seeing just this absolute fiasco, the new circus clown show in Florida that we're continuing to see down here with this whole election scandal, as the mainstream media continues, every single article I've seen now says everything about, oh, protesters amid unproven fraud claims, and then other ones accused without evidence, all this crap they keep peddling on mainstream media. Well, now protesters have had enough down in Broward County. A crowd of a couple hundred Republican activists actually organized outside the Lauderhill Strip Mall that houses Brenda Sipes' election operations off U.S. 441. Last week, it's because everybody's getting mad. Apparently, they're doing it again. But apparently, now what we're seeing here is the radical left, as we know, they stole a Senate seat in Arizona. Well, now, the Florida Department of State last week asked federal prosecutors to invest dates that were changed on official state election documents, the first voting irregularities as flagged in the wake of 2018 elections. The concerns center around the date changes on forms used to fix vote-by-mail ballots sent with incorrect or missing information. Known as cure affidavits, those documents used to fix mail ballots were due no later than 5 p.m. on November 5th by Florida law, the day before the election. But affidavits released on Tuesday by the DOS, the Department of State, show that documents from four different counties, including Broward, said the ballots were changed and they could be returned by 5 p.m. on Thursday, November 8th, 2 days after the election, which is not accurate. This change to an official election form was what state officials have now turned over to federal prosecutors. Another email included in the DOS document dump, including correspondence from Okaloosa County Supervisor of Election Paul Lux, who also said he believed the affidavits were from the Florida Democratic Party. So just nonstop stuff down here. They're going to do everything they can to try to figure out a way to fix this, as I talked about at the beginning of the week. So they're getting everything dialed in for the 2020 election. And the more they get away with this, and the more essentially we allow them to get away with this, it's just what's going to happen. That's why I'm so glad when Trump sent down the basically attorneys down to Florida, because this whole thing was getting so ridiculous. Also, too, in other news as well, Tuesday, it looks like GE, General Electric, lost over $5 billion in market capital again. Indeed, shares hit levels first seen in 1995 and have only been lower since very briefly during the financial crash when they hit $6.66. Find that odd enough. March 2009. For a bit of perspective, Deutsche Bank notes that the market cap of GE is now $69 billion, which has dropped it to the 80th largest company in the S&P 500. Yet in August 2003, GE was the largest company in the index with a market cap of almost $300 billion. But while most investors have been focusing on GE's sliding equity, the bigger concern is what happens to the company's giant debt load when it is downgraded to junk, as GE has already started to be traded like junk. Interesting article. I saw that earlier yesterday, because as so many people are not even realizing what's going on right now. That's why I've said repeatedly, at the level of time that we see in the markets, in my opinion, what I think about this is, you see the silver got pushed down to 1398 2 days ago. You see gold getting pushed down. You see the premiums on platinum going through the roof. Guys, I saw platinum the other day, and it was just making me giggle, because we have platinum that's been pushed down into the mid-800s, yet you can't even buy a one-ounce coin of platinum for less than like $950, $960, $970 right now. We're talking $120 premiums on 1 ounce of platinum because they can't get it. Another company I saw online the other day had 100-ounce silver bars, and they were selling them for very good price on Tuesday when the markets hit. And today, apparently, they went out. The price went up now to almost $1,800 a silver bar for 100-ounce silver bar, $300 premium over regular spot price on it. It's because they don't have enough of them to sell anymore. This is what's going on in the metals market. As we saw, Republic Metals filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last week. The metals market is something that nobody is talking about, and the mainstream media, all they want to do is talk about all the stuff as far as the stock market. Guys, listen, if you got money in that, figure out what you need to do with it. I'm not giving you financial advice, but understand that if you can't handle it, if you can't touch it, you pretty much don't own it. And just remember that, just back in 2011, we saw silver, physical silver, selling for over $50 an ounce, and people couldn't get enough of it at that price. And right now, it's selling for around $15 an ounce. Do the math and figure it out on your own. But I thought I would just bring that up today, Dad, because that market shorting again on silver was crazy me when I saw that yesterday.
You know, I don't know what to say about this, except for it's all a bunch of lies. And I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that we have this continued dialogue, you know, like with Brexit, how UK Prime Minister May signs away British sovereignty and betrays the British people today or yesterday. I mean, you know, I don't even know what to do. It reminds me so much of the Versailles Treaty and what they did. And the sad part about this, Austin, is these guys really don't care about who and what they do, this too, because everything about the narrative is beginning to fall apart. I mean, you know, turmoil is UK ministers quit protesting May's Brexit deal. Now they decided they don't want them out. Here's another one. This is something we're not, though. This is another politically incorrect one. This is how the article is, by Pamela Geller. Here's what it says. Quote, wild herd. You heard that right. Wild herd, like wild Mustangs. Wild herd, H-E-R-D, of 14 Muslims sexually attack and knife her boyfriend in Spain. I mean, this is just unbelievable. 14 Moroccans sexually abuse a girl and knife her boyfriend in Spain. And the mainstream media is quiet because it's not politically correct to talk about it. The events took place in Santa Coloma de Gramet in Catalonia 2 days ago. The young lady was simply traveling on the metro with her boyfriend as the Moroccan, or wild herd, as the Spanish call sexually violent groups of men, started molesting her. The youth followed the couple out of the train and inserted themselves into inside an elevator in the train station with them and proceeded to knife the young man as he defended his girlfriend and violently sexually attacked this woman, gang raping her repeatedly. I mean, they found who they were, and they were diagnosed with scabies, these guys who were raping the girl.
Oh,
so the police had to disinfect their vehicles in which they were transported to the police station itself. Two of these 14 Moroccan wild herd youth captured were minors, and several of those involved had already been arrested multiple times in recent days by local police for various violent robberies. The young man who come out in defense of his girlfriend is out of danger, and apparently he's not going to die. The municipal government has asked the Catalonian government to address the situation urgently, as these unaccompanied youths are dedicated to committing different crimes and delinquencies, generating alarm and insecurity, and raping women and stabbing their boyfriends and stealing anything they can steal. Guys, this is the cultural degradation of Europe. This is the end of the culture of Europe. Europe used to be one of the most cultured places on the planet. I mean, you go over there and you can hear all kinds of beautiful music. I mean, this is Bach and Beethoven and everything else. Not anymore. You go over there now, you got super small areas that are like in Austria and certain parts of Germany that still do that. But the average age demographics of the people going to these types of things have been like 50 plus now for years and years and years. And it's slowly being phased out because the culture of Europe is simply dying and dying very, very quickly. And the sad part about it all, Austin, this is the same thing that's happening to the United States. This is exactly what my daddy told me when I asked him what happened to Rome. He said, Rome stopped raising little Romans, Dad. He goes, that's why they fell. We, the United States population, we've allowed our children, because they get stuck on high fructose corn syrup drinks, get vaccinated until basically they can't think anymore, drink, you know, fluoride out the yin-yang until their brains don't work anymore, and we've quit doing what we need to do as far as staying healthy from a health standpoint. I mean, it's amazing to me, Austin, how many people. I spoke to a guy yesterday. He was a friend of mine. His name's Ken, and he basically has a friend who's basically in heart failure, and he's got really bad swelling in his feet. And the guy's like in his 50s. He's not even old. And it's because he's lived a life of not eating what he's supposed to eat, doing what he's not supposed to do. I mean, think about this for a second. I had my other friend Kevin this weekend. Had a niece of his die, 30 years of age, got sick, immune system so compromised, had to go in the hospital after her teeth got cleaned or had some kind of dental procedure. And within a week, less than a week, she was dead. I mean, and this is just, nobody wants to talk about what's going on from a health standpoint in the United States. The other day, this is funny, you guys are going to kick out of this. So I'm sitting, I had to get some amoxicillin last week, I told you guys that. One of the worst things I'd ever do to myself, I can't stand putting myself on antibiotics. And this is funny, Austin, I haven't even told you this. So I'm sitting in the waiting room at 7 o'clock in the morning. Nobody's in there but me. Cause I don't want to go in there with a bunch of diseased patients. I still don't know why they don't have separate rooms for infectious diseases and separate rooms for people who have like a cut on their hand that needs to be stitched. So I walked in, I was the only person there, and this you know, nurse walks in. She's basically a licensed, you know, nurse who can practice some small amounts of medicine. And she walks in, I start laughing. And she looked at me, she goes, why are you laughing? And I'm like, the irony. And she goes, what do you mean the irony? I said, the irony of all of this, the irony that I have to come in here and give you guys $75 to get a prescription for amoxicillin. I said, it's the irony. And then she looked at me, she goes, well, why do you think that's ironic? And I said, because you don't know who I am. I said, I do a health show every day. I talk about how to lower blood pressure and cholesterol, triglycerides and blood sugar levels. I said, I'm a trained naturopath. She goes, oh, really? And she goes, well, why do you think this is ironic? I said, your whole medical model is ironic. Ironic. You being a nurse practitioner is ironic. I said, you don't even address the fact that we lead the world when it comes to heart disease, diabetes. I'm telling her this, that we lead the world when it comes to heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. And the leading cause of death on our kids is cancer. I said, you don't address any of that. You won't even look at the fact that some of these kids have autism. And she's looking at me like a calf in a new gate. Like, what the heck is that gate doing there? And I looked at her. I said, right now, you have got so much dissonance, mental dissonance, you don't even hear anything I'm saying. So all I want you to do is write me a prescription for amoxicillin. And she goes, okay, where would you like to pick it up? And that was it. Austin, there was one. Austin, I really, because you know me, I don't make this stuff up. I really did this. And I walked back and said, now I'm out of there about 7:15. I've got my prescription for amoxicillin. And I said, let's go pick this up real quick, Sharon. She said, what'd you tell the lady, the nurse? And I said, I just told her how the world works and how basically the whole medical model is a scam. I said, and it's ridiculous that we have to live like this, you know, underneath this nonsense, under this medical boot. See, the medical tyranny is a boot. It's a throat boot. It's on your throat, and they're stomping on you. That's why they force you to pay the Obamacare. That's why they force you to have insurance. That's why they force you to be part of the Medical Information Bureau. That's why they force you to immunize your children or not let them in the school system or give them 21-day absentees if they don't show up because they're not they don't have it, force them to fail. It's a medical boot. It's tyranny. the medical tyranny model, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And like I said, they'll be coming after you and chasing you if you don't have your drugs here before long. Here's another good article. The amazing health benefits of cayenne pepper. Sharon used cayenne pepper and black seed oil to completely cure a peptic ulcer last summer. And here's what it says about this. It says, cayenne pepper is a type of chili pepper that belongs to the genus Capsicum, and it's a genus Capsicum, and it's a culvertor of the cap. Okay, tell them about what it is. Many people use cayenne pepper to add a little spice to meal. It's also been used for thousands of years to treat a number of health problems. It's been found that it does all kinds of great things. It has found, according to research, that it benefits your digestive health, heart health, blood circulation, skin health, metabolism, weight. It may also relieve migraine pain, prevent blood clots, lower blood pressure, treat psoriasis, fight colds, flu, prevent allergies, support detoxification, treat cancer, and kill and prevent fungal pathogens. So all of these different things have been linked back and forth to cayenne pepper. Guys, these are the natural herbs and the spices and the things that God gave us on this planet that are so healthy for you. And so important for you to understand that you need to be taking these things on a regular basis. Here's another article. Why homeschooling rates in the United Kingdom are skyrocketing. Why is that? Well, it's because the UK has been overwhelmed with Muslims and the parents don't want their children going in and going and get raped in schools. How about that? How about let's make this real simple for this, guys? Because number one, they're saying the schools are oppressive. Schools focused on appearances. Schools are failing children. You have growth in skills, more diversity and connection with parents if you homeschool. All of these things are so true. We homeschooled all of our kids. We kept them out of the government indoctrinational complex to let them know that they can have everything they want to have as far as from an educational standpoint, and they can do it at home and not deal with the petty nonsense of middle school and high school and deal with guys that are going into puberty and girls who are going into puberty who act like they've lost their minds when they're 12 to 18 years of age, and they get to avoid all that. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. I got to pray for you. I had a long prayer this morning with God. We had a long prayer. I got to really talk about you guys. I want to thank you for being here, listening to us. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to be part of your family. I mean, you guys, I love you guys. You guys, I told Sharon today, I'm 63 years old, and I said, I really feel that I'm exactly where I need to be in the middle of God's perfect will for my life. And I told my CPA today, when she informed me that I owed more money for Obamacare penalties, I said, I am so happy that I get to do my show every day and just pitch a fit on the air and tell everybody how wrong this stuff is, because at least I'm being vocal about it and I'm not laying down passively and waiting to get kicked again. Guys, I love you and I appreciate you so very, very much. Guys, thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us and not buying Flintstone stuff and just getting some good stuff for your kids. Thanks for supporting us. And by the way, thanks for praying for us. I love you guys. I'll do the write-up, Austin. Go ahead and finish it up.
Absolutely, guys. And we do appreciate all the support, and we appreciate everybody staying strong and continuing to fight this fight that we're all in together. I mean, we're all in this boat. We do this show every day. You guys know what happens. We're live here. We're on the same thing. That's why I talked to you about the same things that we fight and deal with. It is very similar to the same things you guys fight and deal with on a regular basis. That's why I brought that article up earlier about the pediatricians becoming a battleground now as far as for mothers that are informed. People are starting to wake up. A lot of people are starting to wake up. The more people I talk to, even people outside of my network, outside of my circle, just random people, you start to see people are starting to wake up. They may not be woke to that full extent where, you know, you could just sit there and go back and forth about everything with them. But you start bringing stuff up and people are like, oh yeah, I've heard about GMOs. Yeah, I'm trying not to eat those. What really are they? Well, if you're trying not to eat them, that's a great start. Right there, you're already going a good route. So we'll just try and take it a step further. But similar things like that, you know, you don't have to go wide open on people, especially family members, because a lot of times they freak out, pitch a little hissy fit when you go too hard on them. So a lot of times you just talk about similar things like hydrogenated oil or aspartame or GMOs or fluoride, you know, and saying the vaccine topic is one that I have pushed multiple times, and it gets a lot of flack. It is probably the most controversial health topic that I've ever experienced in my life, and I can say that with utmost certainty. It's very controversial, and you get a lot of people very riled up about it. Because you have to remember, a lot of the people that get so irate at you about vaccinations are the same people that have conformed and submitted to the pediatrician policy and allowed their children to be vaccinated. So from their point of view and their perspective,
if they admit to you and they agree with you and they listen to the knowledge you have about the dangers of the vaccinations and what it's actually doing to our children, that that point in time, they have to admit as a parent that they allowed their children to be injected with a significant amount of toxic adjuvants and vaccinations that could very well have caused them harm or could still be causing them harm. That's a hard cookie to swallow for a lot of people. So that is one of the reasons why when you have people that are that brainwashed from the pediatricians, they don't have another route to go. They pretty much can only stick with that model, because if they go another model, they have to admit that they allowed this to happen, and that's hard for a lot of parents, and I can understand that. So a lot of times just talking about the diet and the food and the aspartame and the high fructose corn syrup, those topics are really good ones to warm people up on. And then obviously you can go into other ones depending on the topic and the people you're around to do the best you can to wake everybody up. So thank you guys so much for everything you do. I want to let you guys know we have a lot of the joint relief formula in stock, and it's going to be expiring sometime next year in the spring. So I went ahead and put together the Dave Hodges Healthy Joint Protocol that we already have on our website. We went ahead and did a special because I know a lot of people like that product, the joint relief. So if you buy one bottle of the joint rebuilding and one bottle of the joint relief at 20% off in the kit, we're going to give you two extra bottles of the joint relief formula completely for free. I've never done this before. I'm pretty much making $0 on this entire kit, but I need to move the inventory and I need to get it to you guys because I know there's a lot of customers that like it, really use it regularly, and I'm doing this for a very short period of time to move the rest of the inventory. I think it expires February or March of 2019, which if you guys have used the joint relief formula, you know how fast it goes. And plus on that, I've used bottles that expired before, and they're usually good for about 6 to 7 months past expiration date. So the quality and the efficacy of the product, I'm not worried about, or else I wouldn't do this. But I just wanted to give you guys that option first. I just put it on the website under the Dave Hodges Healthy Joint Program. It's the joint rebuilding formula and the joint relief formula, already at a 20% discount, I might add. Then you get two extra bottles of joint relief formula completely for free. So I just wanted to let everybody know about that. Thank you guys. We really appreciate all the support and everything you continue to do for us. Thank you for the order comments and the emails and just the phone calls. You know, we had a customer call up earlier today and he said, hey, you know, I know you guys are busy. Just want to thank you and appreciate you guys for all the stuff you're continuing to do. Have a great day. That was really cool. You know, and I mean, granted, I don't expect people to do that, but you know, just knowing that we're trying to make a difference and we're doing the absolute best we can to try to wake people up, to try to help people and try to further help the community in a positive light. That's really what our overall goal is, and we're really, really trying hard at that, guys. So thank you. If you need anything, healthmasters.com. You guys have an absolutely awesome, blessed, safe, wonderful night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.